The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So it's 8:20 in the morning on a Friday, and you're at a daily Mass. If this was any other crowd on any Sunday of the year, I'd talk about how we don't recognize Christ when he walks by. We sit in marketplaces and make fun of him and talk belittling of people, and maybe even talking about how we don't see the good around us or see the good and interpret it as evil. But we're here on a Friday morning, and it's daily Mass, and so I don't for a second believe that any of that applies to you guys. So instead, I'll say this. Many around us are tepid. Many around us cannot see Christ, and instead, when they see good, look for evil, as they did with Christ in today's Gospel and St. John the Baptist in the Gospel. It's our job, then, to help these souls, to help them recognize Christ in the good and in the bad, and to help them to recognize their own lack of zeal and lead them to the highest peaks of the spiritual life where joy and the goodness of God is abundant and is waiting for us. It's on us to encourage ever so gently our brothers and sisters to take seriously to the demands of the gospel, to love God and love our neighbor as ourself. First we live this out, then we take this little seed of faith that God has given us and share it with the world. So many people around us are starving for the light of Christ. It's on us then to be the hands of Christ and share with them that light. What that looks like will be different for each of us. It might be a simple smile, might be words of encouragement, but sometimes it'll be a frank discussion of the demands of the gospel and the teachings of Holy Mother Church. My brothers and sisters, we have seen the goodness of the Lord. Now it is time to go help others prepare for his imminent arrival, so that as the psalm says today, they might follow the Lord and have the light of life.